I must say that in his own country, in Mexico, he is the king of the country down there.
Well, this is a cool, snowy day in the saltiest place on Earth, Friday, March 29th. It's almost the first of the month. You know, you guys are excited to get your government cheese and put your stress at ease. So, it's Friday. It's the best day of the week, right after Sunday, the day of the Lord. Am I right, guys? Or am I right? Today I'm late, like always. Woke up extra early and did my thing. Like a lazy ass depressed motherfucker. A depressed guy who also happens to be lazy. Not really. I actually work really hard. Everything I have is a testimony of that, since I literally started with nothing. Since I started basically negative, because, you know, we had to pay a coyote to migrate here. And, you know, when that happens, you know, you're not going to have that amount of cash. You know, you might have some money saved up, and, you know, for the most part, you do need a deposit. What happened with us, basically, my dad came over here years earlier, so I spent a while without my dad after I was born. And basically, you know, he did that with the to have the luxury of earning an American paycheck, which is substantially more than, you know, what he would be earning in Mexico, even though he had a pretty, you know, middle class position that allowed him to buy his own house and build his own house and buy his land and whatnot. But either way, you know, he came over, started earning money, stayed with my aunt who had married some Mormon gringo who is now divorced from her. I think he actually got, you know, kicked out of school. He was a teacher. He got kicked out because he brought guns to school. His own gun, you know. I think he got fired. That's a story. But I don't think I want to say who his sons were. But anyways, what was I going to talk about today? Let me just finish that story. When you come to America, you know, my dad would send money back, you know, until I had enough for a deposit for his entire family. And then once they did that on Christmas Day, you know, 95, I believe that's when we crossed over. And, heck of a start of a story of my shitty ass life. And then over the years, you know, established here, we paid the coyote back several thousand dollars, you know, for each of us. My dad and, you know, they ended up paying for everything, you know, even though eventually, you know, my brother-in-law's sisters and whatnot, everyone who came over, started earning enough for themselves, you know, even though that happened. My dad still took it upon himself to pay back the debt himself. But yeah, so, you know, don't take your life here in America for granted. Things are definitely a lot worse in other places of the world that you can't really empathize with unless you've been through it or know someone you've been through it. And maybe even not then, maybe only if you've been through it yourself. But yeah, today is, you know, it looks really a lot more cloudier and uglier, I have to say. It looks, I can't see any, like, clear sky anywhere. A little bit to the south, there's some clear skies, but it's really wet. There's nothing sticking to the roads right now. There's a lot of snow in the grasses in people's yards and in the trees, but yeah, so I did have to wipe my windshield before I actually, you know, went to work. But yeah, so I was, as I mentioned earlier, I'm a little late. I woke up on time, and not really on time. I hit snooze like 6 times. And right now my left ankle hurts, my right Achilles area hurt, tendon hurts. Let's see, my lower and upper back both hurt. My neck is like stressed. I really should go to the doctor. I get so burnt out from this job. I really can't deal with the stress much longer. I think if someone offered me another job, is that my vehicle? That might be my vehicle. That's just what I need. And having to look for another vehicle. I wonder if my oil levels are low. It says 40, but it's like shake on the oil meter, shaking back and forth. Yeah, that didn't sound good. Whatever. Might have needed to warm it up a little bit longer. I did, because I have a remote start, so I started it and then I let it, you know, until it turned off, which is like 15 minutes. Maybe that's not good to do, but I was just late, running late. And I turned it on again with the key while I was cleaning the windshields off. So I figured that's probably like 20 minutes, maybe, of it being on. 15 minutes, probably. I figured that was enough. Whatever. Either way. Yeah, so I always seem to get maybe a little bit more pain when I go around this area just for my accident. Just reminds me, and maybe it triggers something in my body. But my elbows hurt too, you know. Well, shit. Well, let's let me give you some. Let me think of some content. So, CX community, you know, Ice Poseidon, kind of funny. I posted on some of his videos asking if he'd be a guest on my podcast, and he said no, apparently, I guess, because when I came home last night and, you know, needed something to watch in the background, I noticed he was finally streaming after a long time. And me being, you know, someone who has grown to like him as of late, you know, after, like, what seems to be the downfall of the CX community and all of that jazz, you know, wanted to see it, and then it was asking me to sign in, which I thought was weird. But then it wouldn't let me sign in, and then I realized that I wasn't subscribed to him anymore either. So kind of strange. I emailed him asking him to unban me, and then I think I was unbanned later that night because I was able to post again. Although I logged into another account, I don't think I saw my comment, like, you know, as another viewer, like, in the live chat. So, who knows, maybe I was banned from commenting or some shit, but either way, that was just some news. This morning they were, doing, like, a sleep stream. Like, sounds so greedy, but basically it's when they're streaming while they're sleeping, and then so it gets kind of funny because they do people donate weird shit or like play music while they're trying to sleep, so a lot of them don't end up getting good sleep, or you know, so that's what they're doing this morning. I ended up doing I had a free text to chat or whatever it's called, where you text to speech, and so I used that, and I asked Nigel, because he was awake, the fucking butler, if he would be on my podcast. He was like, nah, probably not. So, you know, and then I paid $2 of my own money just to call him a paley, rude little, what did I say? You paley, rude little Irish boy, or I don't know, but yeah, I don't think he heard it, but people laughed in the chat. Either way, I want to show him some love. You know, it sounds like he's been kind of stressed in the press lately, so I can relate to him. And he's kind of been, you know, I remember him from years back, when Twitch kind of started, you know, and I kind of want to go follow his footsteps. That's when I first learned about him. But then wasn't really into RuneScape, so I didn't follow him, you know, but he was on my radar. And then seeing him where he is now, you know, kind of where I wanted to be at that time, and I didn't just lunge myself at it, you know, as a career path. You know, back in 06, 07, that era, back in the high school days when I actually had time to do that kind of shit, you know, and I actually was more outgoing and happier. Holy shit, it's starting to hail out here, kind of crazy. But, yeah, so some news. I don't know how many people actually, I don't even have any followers. Yeah, I might have had a few new ones lately. I don't know if they're actually listening to me, my podcast, but so I apologize if there's extra ambient noise on this episode 14, I believe. Yeah, so I was thinking, you know, if I did two podcasts a day, one driving to work, one coming home from work, and maybe, you know, I could potentially be doing 20 to 30 minute podcast every day, you know, a week. I mean, so I could potentially be doing 40 episodes a month, you know, times, say, 10 months, you know, 400 episodes, 480, you know, a year, 500 episodes a year, roughly. I really would have to be bumping up the effort and the content and planning things out so I can, you know, give you guys something to be entertained by. But yeah, I've been enjoying just having something to work on right now, just keep my mind off things, keep the mind off the pain. Ooh, man, it's getting so nasty now. I really wish I had a work from home day every day of the week. Fucking hate having to go to work every fucking day for a job I can do totally at home. But I just need to be at home to be a little bitch, you know, so all the old fucks can sit around and watch Google Maps all day. But this is great. I love this kind of weather. Like, I can relate to it so much. The sky is gray. Everything's gray. Like, it's like a reflection of my emotions. Of how, like, my default vision is. So I did want to give one mention. Oh, so, you know, another thing with the CX community, there's another Butler. I think he finished third or fourth in the Butler. So they had a competition, CX did, Ice Poseidon, for the we're going to be Butlers on his show. So all these streamers competed, and he was like third or fourth. His name is Hector, and he's Puerto Rican, tall Puerto Rican kid. But, you know, he gets a lot of hate, and every time he streams, he gets like 10, you know, upvotes and or 10 thumbs up and like 100 thumbs down. But he's actually like outgoing, funny. He is a leech. He admits it and shit. But that's what people like allege to hate him for, you know. But he's a funny guy. And I asked him if he'd be on my podcast, and he was like, "Yeah, of course. Hit me up on Instagram." So I plan to do that. You know, it'd be cool to have a couple Skype guests and do a good video for that. Not really a generic one, you know, an actually legit video. Seems like people are late today. Parking lot's fucking empty today. No one wants to fucking come to work. I don't fucking blame them. But yeah, another thing I want to mention was, so this morning while I was late, I was watching this, while I was finding the energy to get up, you know, I started watching this another episode of the show I watched the other day. It's called My Husband's Penis Doesn't Fit, or some shit like that. It's a Japanese series drama, like on episode 3 now. But it's so it's this Japanese lady, really small, petite, you know, and she ends up falling in love with this fucking alpha dude who, says, "Okay, I'm gonna be your girlfriend." Sleeps over on the first day. They don't fuck, but eventually they start fucking, and his penis doesn't fit, you know. But they're such great, perfect couple for each other. You know, they get married. She ends up cheating on him on one of the first episodes, and, you know, just to make sure she can fuck someone else, which she does. So this guy just has a big cock for, you know, for a Japanese guy, and he apparently, you know, they get married, and, you know, I'm watching this, but just keep that in your mind. There's fucking women out there whose vaginas are so small, you know, and that's probably, you know, that's a very rare situation where someone marries a husband where their penis won't fit, you know, and this is the love of her life, you know, and that's just really good storytelling. You know, I'm really a fan of storytelling, so that's why I thought it was a remarkable show. But it's an eye-catching title, so it's good marketing that way. And it's a good show for both men and women. Like, it's entertaining both ways. So that's just something I want to give a shout out to. But I should go inside. I was surprised there was not a lot of traffic today. I guess I can't be surprised with this beautiful weather we're having. But I hope you guys have a great day. I hope this is a great weekend, and I catch up on all that shit that I have on my mind, so I can finally focus on providing better and more content. And if you guys can subscribe, follow, share. Also, I have a Patreon page going. I started another website today. Well, in the last few days for the podcast, for my community page. All of the stuff that I've been planning for years, you know, that I've taken notes on. I have notebooks full of planning. I'm finally putting into action, and hopefully there's some people out there who would subscribe, who would contribute, who would be part of the community. I think it's really fun, you know, to have, what the fuck, I think a golf ball just hit or something. But anyways, I love you guys. not really, but I hope you guys have a great day. Keep on watching. I appreciate it. Please give me any suggestions. Have a good day.